Helga Faro is an advisor to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. And Professor Faro, we just heard the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency say that he thinks the Peace Prize is not just for achievements, but for people who are, quote, on the right track. Is that the way the committee sees the prize?
I would think so. The committee has been known for the last at least 30, maybe 40 years for its increasing activism in promoting ongoing processes, encouraging processes that see as leading to peace. But it is not just that. It's also clearly linked to Nobel's will with the promotion of brotherhood between nations and reduction of or removal of nuclear weapons, which is related to the clause in the will saying reduction of standing armies.
Do you think, then, it sounds as if you would think that the decision to award the Peace Prize to President Obama is a way to send a political message here to the U.S. about this country's role in international affairs?
I think they see President Obama as having brought a, or is likely to work a major change in the way the United States interacts with other nations, yes, and I think that's a major point.
If you could just elaborate, I mean, what is the message that they are trying to send here, if it's a message directed specifically towards the United States?
Well, this would be guesswork on my part, since I don't know what the committee has actually discussed among themselves, but I would think that since his approach is very different from his predecessor, go it alone, that he shows willingness to negotiate, to talk on fairly equal terms with others, and to go in and try to solve outstanding problems in cooperation with others, is for the committee, must be very significant.
This year, there's a lot of surprise at the choice of President Barack Obama as the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, people saying that he just hasn't accomplished enough yet to deserve this prize. To what extent does the committee care about the reaction to its choice here?
I think it's fair to say that the Nobel Committee always has to work within fairly strict limits in terms of what they can do, not to antagonize Norwegian public opinion, not to antagonize or to see themselves as making internationally seen as difficult decisions or unpopular decisions, and that the, if you look at previous awards, they have veered, so to speak, between realist awards and, how can I say, do-gooder awards. It is a difficult balancing act between the realist approach to making peace and the support of good intentions and good deeds, and I think they must be aware that this will be a controversial award in the sense that there's still a war going on in Afghanistan. We don't know what's happening there. But they must have taken that into consideration.
Helga Faro is a professor at the University of Oslo in Norway. He's also an advisor to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. Thank you for your time.